My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin still pushes for the video chat with him and his scammer girlfriend Belinda, who also is Mavis Mills, which is Dick Eldorado, a.k.a. Joe Curry's scammer girlfriend. Huh, listen and enjoy.
I go, you there? 7 minutes later, you don't need me to be real because I am real. Okay, I go, okay, I can't continue with you if I don't see you very soon. I wanted to kill myself today over this. I feel very low. I feel terrible for Richard. She goes, you will see me very soon, and it helps. I'm pushing her.
Yeah.
I need to get this.
Yeah.
I go, it will help if you were the girl in the pictures. It will help if you were truthful. She goes, I am all that. I go, okay.
Belinda, and a bag of chips.
Exactly. I go, Belinda, do you understand that there's a very good chance that the fortune I once had, but I will never have again, no matter how hard I work. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hours later.
Oh, wow.
I go, try this place, and I give her some internet cafes where they have laptops and everything. I send her some info. I try this, stupid. I go, 456. I go, I guess I saw online, but she wasn't responding. I go, do you understand why I need to see you, or is it crazy to you? 522. I go, recognize your friend, and then I send her a link of Ann Angel.
Going
as Mavis Mills.
Yes.
I go, according to Facebook, this person is Belinda Abbey and Mavis Mills. My head is spinning. 552. My gosh, I tried to figure out what is real and what is fake. I feel sick. I need a drink. I need many drinks. Belinda, Agnes, Prisca, Mavis, Anne, Julie, whoever you are. I don't know if I can handle this.
It sounds like a rubber room. She's looking through the mirror.
And I see a scammer. Here is a scammer. I'm trying, babe. I am. I feel like I'm sinking in quicksand. What have I done? What have you done? Why is it what I wanted is going to be what kills me? Isn't that the way it always is, though? I deserve this. I deserve the insanity. I ruin lives by falling in love on the internet. It is only fair that my life slips beneath the surface. It is only fair that the light dims and the curtain closes. I tried, babe. I want you to be real. I want Mavis to not be a scammer with her eyes set on Richard Eldorado. I wanted happily ever after for Richard. I desperately wanted a fairy tale ending for you, Kasha, and me. But I ain't no prince. And I don't know if you are a princess or the poison apple.
Oh.
And that's the end of the day.
Oh.
And that's what we'll leave that.
Oh, wow.
I told you guys I had some good shit tonight.
Oh, man. You lost your shit and you called her on it and she just is back and she's dancing and dancing. And all those minutes ticking by in between her answers, she doesn't know what to do.
What do you think? Do you like how I played that? Did I play it well?
I think you played that really well. I can't wait until the next part.
You got to see Pip. Pip is like thoroughly exhausted by this.
I know. I'm
spent, Pip.
I'm schwitzing here. I'm rubbing my head. I had to take my earplug out. I'm like, oh my god, that. Wow. And she's just playing like, I don't know. I have no idea. And she is being she's being too.
Too casual. This is major shit.
Yeah. She's being too casual about somebody is using her, Chucker Tom says, fake Davin is really Mickey Spillane. That's good writing.
Who's Mickey Spillane?
He's a good writer.
Oh, okay.
Trucker
Tom, you approve?
Like a mystery writer.
I don't think Trucker Tom remembers Psycho Davin.
No, I don't
Psycho
know.
Psycho Davin creeped out Pip Helix.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There was the one time that you were talking about suicide, and I was like, because you were getting really dark, and I was like, should I be worried about real Davin? That's really creepy, dark shit.
And I'm kind of bringing that back in. Do you like the slipping under the surface?
Yes, yes. And just like spiraling out of control, and I'm drinking. I'm having so much to drink. I've been drinking all day. Because I'm so upset and like going back on the internet and going in here and here and what about this and I'm so upset and oh wow. Tom didn't catch Psycho Davin until now.
Go back to the archives, Tom. There's some good shit in there.
Yeah, there's some really psycho
stuff. Psycho Davin, very creepy.
Yeah, I was getting worried.
I think Tom probably missed some of the porn writing stuff too.
Oh yeah, no, the porn the porn is great. This is really good. This is really good stuff. Oh, I'm so glad that you found those other profiles and that she's got, like, real people and she's got lots more fake people. And it's like, this just gets deeper and deeper.
I think this thoroughly puts us in the scammer corner.
Oh, yeah.
But again, it begs the question, full-on scammer, why come clean?
Yes.
So it still brings to that. Maybe she still has feelings for me.
Oh, God. You know, I was just going, oh, full-on scammer. But then, I mean, I think that there's something that made her break through and want to have some human contact with you, but she just can't become 100% real.
Because maybe she's being controlled.
Maybe
they have another plan.
Yeah.
There might be some, maybe this isn't just a straight money grab. Maybe she really does like me. Maybe she really does want something now.
Yeah.
Maybe I've touched her. Or maybe this is just another level to the game that nobody has ever seen before. Because I've done research. Nobody's seen this level before.
Yeah, I know. That person that you talked to that investigates scammers, and she's like, what?
I've gone onto Nigerian websites where Nigerians talk to each other.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've gotten to that in the show.
No, not yet.
But yeah, nobody has seen this before.
Well, Joe says that Mr. Whiskers is hissing at Mavis's picture right
that
now.
That is awesome. I told Joe to tune in. He would like this week.
Yeah, because you are majorly involved, Richard Eldorado.
And see, this was all going on, and I couldn't tell you guys. This is back in January. I saw Joe and Pip every week, and I couldn't. I talked to them all the time because they're my friends and everything, and I couldn't tell them. And this was so juicy.
Oh, so juicy.
And here's the insane stuff. Yeah. I got plenty more juicy stuff.
Oh, man.
You people got no idea what I got.
Oh, can't wait. This is my favorite soap opera ever. Absolutely. Yeah,
this is the best bit going.
It's just so involving, and every week there's something else crazy that happens. This is a great, but that was great investigative work, I gotta say. Because just that you just went, you know, something just doesn't smell right. The milk is not clean. She is really so immersed in this. And I mean, any decent, normal person, and I know that there's a cultural bias. I know that, the Sakawa, am I saying this right?
Sakawa.
You know, I put the abscess on the wrong syllable. This is invaded their culture and their thinking and what they think is cool, what they think is right. But, I mean, a decent person, and she's been, I know it's all fake, but she's been portraying herself as a good, decent Christian person.
Right.
And
which they do. We've talked about this. They always portray themselves as Christians. They go on Christian websites because they use the God thing. And a lot of them are Christians, but they believe, well, you know, if you come clean, if you atone, it's all good.
Right.
So you go to
right.
heaven. But they play that because it's always the trust angle.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the Christian angle. They play to these things that people will fall into.
Yeah.
Except when they're a pagan like me.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.